Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room, and it's Friday. We have our good friend from New England, Rita. How are you doing today? Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, I know that there's a lot of snow. You said that you got about 6 feet of snow. Did I hear correctly?
We will have 6 feet by Tuesday. We're supposed to get snow a little today, and a snowstorm moving in Saturday, lasting till Tuesday.
Okay, well, my prayers and our prayers for each and every one of you over there in your neck of the woods. Over here, it is, oh, my God. It felt like spring. I'm so sorry to be saying these things, but I feel bad when I hear that, well, we're buried in the snow, and this is okay. Well, okay. Wow, we're going to have some good upcoming shows in the near future. Ghost Trackers, like I mentioned, has making the little tour around the Southwest. Bringing you good places, good destinations for you to visit. Now, if there's anyone in particular that you would like to listen to, or for us to make connections and go to, just let us know, and we'll be very happy to do so. There's a lot of new equipment out there being used in the paranormal field, but one of the questions that we will like to ask most of the guests that will come, what are the most traditional ways of paranormal investigations that they will never change? And, well, you can just expect to hear the good answers of those questions. Of course, there's different people and different ways to approach an investigation. Now, for that, I can only bring you the best interviews that I can, so that way you can take a listen and, well, learn a little bit about the different styles of investigations. So, in an upcoming episode of the Ghost Trackers of our show, the Chat Room, we will have Stephen DeShavi. You know him from the Dead Files. Now, we also will have other guests that have different ways of approaching the paranormal. So if you have any good questions you would like to ask them, you know, take note of them, take note of those questions, and be ready for when they're on the show. Okay? Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Rita, you still there?
Did you hear me? I responded.
You did respond now. My goodness. You know, I'm wearing a headphones, and my mouse just resuscitated. Is that the correct word to say? I don't know, but I had to refresh the computer and all that. And let me take this off. My goodness. Okay. I feel much better now with the audio. So I might have been a little bit echoing, but we're doing okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I have to make some adjustments over here, so everything will be okay on the audio. Yes, electronics and me has not been very friendly lately. I mean, I really felt so disrespected with the mouse and the computer, because these are electronics that you buy, and then they're so easy to use. And when you're wondering, okay, what could be that is going wrong? A lot of these new technologies are updating each and every day. I mean, come on. Is it even worth to buy in a computer right now that you buy, let's say, a software? And this is me. I kind of like buy the softwares, and then all of a sudden, I buy it today, they upgrade tomorrow. Then I have the latest version of it. Like, I have to make an idea. What am I going to do now? Okay, well, you're going to have to purchase the new version of it, and the upgrade is this much. I mean, come on. I know that the advances are good, but some of the changes or the upgrades are ridiculous. And especially, like, when you have when you have, your social media, for example, and you put the settings in a way that, okay, fine, you have to reset them again. Like, all of a sudden, all of your settings go back to whatever they call it, default? Then you have to reset them again and again and again and again and again. It's like nothing really is permanent. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so if nothing... are you having good audio from me?
Oh, yes, I have perfect audio from you.
Okay, because there's kind of like a little delay in your response. Am I going a little delayed over there? I mean, I understand for the snow and the weather, but...
Yeah, well, I answer you as soon as you're done talking. So there might be a delay in playing back.
Okay, let's cut those delays. Let's step on each other's words first, because we're doing... you know that we're broadcasting through Unity Radio Network and the Block Talk. And since we've been traveling places, every time we set up, it's like a different event, like a whole different thing going on. All your setups, all your things that it just goes crazy. Now imagine those people that do the paranormal investigations that have so many cables running around all over the place. Sometimes when you're working, well, most of the time when you're working with electronics, your cables will mess up and all that. So it's always wise to have a good pair of new ones. And whenever there's one that's giving you a problem, throw it away, because we tend to use them again. And I know that's it's an expensive hobby, but unless you have a good soldering machine and you can remake those cables refurbish them or whatever, it's a good idea that you keep one handy. But if not, come on, don't use them again. And that was our problem. We packed up the cables that we that we set aside. I spend the whole day setting aside some cables. Say, okay, I'm gonna take these because these ones are good, and those over there, I'm just gonna set them aside. We all make mistakes, folks. Well, what happened is that I brought them both with me, so it was no use of separating them. it was the rush. We need to start packing early and wisely, but. Are you like one of those people that pack your things like at the moment or like in the split second? Or you're the ones that you're going to have a trip on and you're already like a week, your suitcases are already ready made?
That one, I know I'm going somewhere getting ready to do something, I'm packed. Before it even happens.
Well, yes, I mean, you have to be packed before it happens, but...
Well, yes, but, like, I'll be packed a week in advance. If I know something, I'm going to do something, go somewhere, as soon as I make the arrangements or know, I pack my stuff so everything is ready.
Well, you see that sometimes we set our own schedules. I pack the same day. My God. I packed the same day. I'm going to have to start using your technique. But I like to know what I'm packing. And sometimes you say, you know what? I packed this bag about a week ago. I don't really think I'm going to use that. Or I don't really think I'm going to wear those pants. Or I'm not going to take this. Or I'm going to forget about the books because it makes the luggage more heavier. With me... Even though our trip was not very a far trip, but still, I packed everything like the same day. And yes, after organizing everything, I repacked everything that I was not the things that I wasn't going to take with me. I looked at them at the side and I said, "Okay, I don't know why I put you there, but you're coming with us," and that. You have to have a good tech manager, and it's hard to sometimes have all that put, you know, you're trying to do something and you're wearing all different hats. So you're the tech manager. You're the one that is conducting the interviews. You're the one that's going and checking the history of things and doing research and all that, and providing the address, making the reservations, and it's a big hassle sometimes. I like it.
Yep.
If I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. But sometimes I suck at it big time. So I don't but I managed to get to the place and you know, and do what I'm supposed to do. So that's a good one. That's two thumbs up for me. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Yesterday.
So, Ree, we're going to have the Sister Paranormal Investigators from Tombstone tomorrow. So on our weekend show that we call Ghost Trackers. We call Ghost Trackers anything we do right now because it all goes together with the chat room. We're going to have the Sister Paranormal Investigators. And you know that we talked about the Camarillo Hotel. That's a DVD.
Yes.
That's a DVD giveaway that also it's going to be available for any one of you, okay? Any one of you. I feel so sorry for you, Ree, because since you're on the show most of the times, I really cannot say, oh, Rita, you won it, because it will be so, people will go crazy. Then they'll start burning cars and all that stuff, and, you know, they say, that can't be, that was cheating, and I can't really do that. So,
that's quite all right.
That is quite all right. So Wayne Poe, the director and producer of Camarillo Hotel, this documentary is very, very awesome. Is going to be our next guest for the next coming Saturday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sister Paranormal Investigators. And you can expect other guests like, we've been like just recently in chat with them, Brian Kano from Core Film Production, Kevin Betzler, we know him as Kivo from NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. Do you know the both of them? Have you heard about them before?
No, I have not.
You see, folks, why you have to be on our show? Brian Kano is from the Haunted Collectors, the Ocho Haunted Collectors. Once you see the picture, you'll see the links, you'll get to know. And also Kevin Betzler, Kivo, is from Deep South Paranormal. These are two shows that were very popular shows on the paranormal, and they still are today because you can see most of them on Netflix. And yes, and also from it's Friday today. My goodness,
yes,
you know that we broadcast. People don't know that we broadcast through Rio Radio, and it was like very late night. So to kind of keep up the schedule with the chat room is like. Really getting to me. It's not the reason why I have gray hair. No, that's not the reason. But it has been a workout, a truly workout. Thanks a lot, in fact, for being with us also on our Monday show. We're going to do that one again. So any questions? Rita, you do great interviews sometimes with me. Because... You come up with awesome ideas. I give you credit for everything. Any questions that you have or places or things that you would like to talk about on this open mic show today? And before your question, before you start thinking of a good one, I have to acknowledge that Linda Jenkins has a fundraiser, and she does an awesome show. It's like a light show and all that thing going on with her dance. Bet you didn't know that. Well, I bet you did.
She's doing a fundraiser.
Yeah, I know. You guys do have you chat a lot on the chat room also. And yes, she does have a fundraiser. So, I see Alenka. Alenka, please let us know when your book arrives. Okay, the book of Forever Ash of Rick Kieber. And the show is rolling. Okay, first question, Rita. Go ahead.
All right. On tomorrow, well, this weekend show, you're doing the Tombstone interview. What
yes,
will
that's
actually
correct.
Be happening? Will it just be an interview, or will it be about exactly what has been going on there?
Well, We're going to have an interview with the Sister Paranormal Investigators, and they're going to grant us an interview between their tours of the funeral parlor, where they seem to own that building or have a connection with that building, and we'll be talking about the different hauntings from that place and the tour information. And also, places where you guys could stay, how is Tombstone, et cetera, like things like that. They're, I have to connect with them pretty much. I do have their numbers. Well, you know, but I'm talking about things that happen behind the scenes for making these shows. We did receive the call, and we're conducting that interview. Is going to be at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, which is... 9 o'clock your time over there?
Yes, it is.
So it will be through Blog Talk Radio, and it will also be transmitted live through our other stations. So, yeah, it's about... Remember that I said that when I went there, I saw that there were all men? There were the Undertakers?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. These are people that take pride in everything that they do, and the history of Tombstone is very interesting too. It's like it's a cool town. I really hope that once we get the tour information, that, like, say you or anyone that will like to visit the Southwest, we'll be able to take you guys to the different areas that have been featured on TV and that has a good story behind it. Not all of them is about the paranormal. Some of them have to do with the restaurant business, so we hopefully will take you to the Eagle Nest restaurant that was featured on Hell's Kitchen with Chef Ramsay. So... we'll go to the different places like that, of course. Obviously, the Gaston Hotel in Douglas, Arizona, that has a good haunting paranormal activity going on over there. So that way you guys can go and check out Room 333, the basement, and all the places that we've been. Bisbee, the home of the Copper Queen Hotel, and, of course, the very awesome mine tour that they have there. And yes, you can do your own mining and there. It's going to be super cool. So yes, this is how we're just going to start kicking off that information. So it's good that we bring that connection with Tombstone. So we're going to be doing that through Sister Paranormal Investigators. So how about that? I really hope that I answered that question good, because I think I gave out more information than I should have, but... you know, we're family. We're family here. Laura, nice to see you. And Alenka, nice to see you, of course, over there in the chat room. And, yes, you guys love Gordon Ramsay? Yes, me too. I do, too. I mean, I like all of these shows, especially Hell's Kitchen. I don't know whether I like what they cook or I like to see him pissed off. I don't know. I think both.
I was just going to really, say, I think you do both.
Yes, I think I do both. It's funny sometimes. I know it's not so funny for him, but because I really know that he really gets pissed off. You notice that. But maybe it's the culture, because I see him that sometimes he will talk that way even in his best mode. So it's not shocking. And who knows, maybe we'll have the good fortune of having Chef Ramsay on our show, too. That would be awesome, don't you think?
Oh, that would be very fantastic. Everybody would love it.
My question is, why would you guys love it? Because he's a well-known chef that has a big mouth sometimes, or is because, you know, why? Why is my question. Why? But... yes, in this life, anything is possible. And wherever you put your attention, it will grow. And people ask me, I want to make so much changes in my life, but there's so many things that are going on, this and that, and I feel so down, and I feel that I can't do it. Okay, where you're focusing in, the first thing that you're telling me, well, there's so many bad things going on here, here, and that. It's like you're putting your faith in the bad things. You're putting all your attention in that. They say, well, how do I focus? I posted a comment on Twitter saying that sometimes we come to a point where we think that our prayers are not making sense anymore. You see, we want to rush to things. Remember what I said, be calm and assertive, okay? Assertive in what? Be calm. If you don't know what to be assertive of, well, then at least let's start by being calm, okay? And put your attention on your intentions. What the hell you want is the first thing you have to ask yourself. Okay? So, I like the cook shows. And even though this we talk about the paranormal, who knows? I can probably get these guests to come in because definitely if I have the opportunity, I would like to go to their restaurants. That's if they have a chair reserved for Native American. And, of course, my critics. Do you imagine going into the Chef Ramsay restaurant and said, who killed, you know the F words that he uses. We're not going to use that one. But it's like, who called this food? Oh, my goodness. You are disgraceful as a chef. You imagine that, somebody coming up to him and giving him that same medicine? But the reality is that he is an awesome guy. And if you don't believe me, follow him on Twitter. He is an awesome person, and you see that that there's a lot of passion behind the things that these people do. And behind the things that they do, you can feel that passion. You can sense the reality of their character. Okay, we're all humans, and you know that some people, when they're asked to act in a way, you can sense when they're faking it, or not faking, when they're acting it. And some people are excellent actors; other people don't really achieve it, and that's when you call them fake. But here is like there's no fake. There's no fake in that. And that's a good thing of the reality shows. They say, oh, a lot of them are staged. For the purpose of editing and probably getting that good shot, I cannot discard that idea. Maybe on a take, maybe on a camera position. Maybe if we can repeat that. Of course, people on camera will probably mess up. Who knows how many bloopers that we don't see. And by the way, I love bloopers. I like seeing the blooper reels of things. And, you know, we take them like, oh, it's not real. I mean, if you're going to watch a TV show, enjoy it. Don't you think? I'm going to watch this TV show. Well, enjoy it, you know. Oh, I could have done that. Well, then, you know, what's your purpose? Are you, like, sitting in front of the TV to blog about the shows? Maybe that is the case. But we have to understand that a lot of these productions are made from different people, by different people, and they're not all the same. I like all the shows, especially the documentaries. That's why, for me, it's going to be awesome to have Wayne Poe to talk about the Camarillo Hotel. Let me hear you say that word.
You want me to say that?
Yes, I want to know how it's said.
That's a tongue twister.
You heard that, folks? That's a tongue twister. No, come on, you can say it. Camarillo Hotel. You know that upon the small chats that I've had, the song Welcome to the Hotel California could have been the inspiration behind this, you know, coming from the Camarillo Hotel. I'm Rita, it's Friday. Are you still there with me?
Yes.
I hear like I don't know if...
I keep hearing a click like you're going out.
Oh, you keep hearing a click like I'm going out? Yes, I understand. Another thing that they've been telling me is that, you know, as we were doing the show the other day, commercials were coming through at the same time.
Yes, they were.
Is that? Okay. Whenever there's something that goes on that way, please let me know, because sometimes I'm really not really, I don't really listen to my own shows. Yes, that's something that is like not new. But whenever there's a concern that comes with the audio of the show, just let us know, because that, you know, one thing is that what we want is that you guys can receive all the information and not be interrupted. So if in any case that there's some things that I have to address to the station, you just let us know, because if you don't, I will never ever have a clue. Okay.
Well, we will sure let you know.
Okay, yes. What other stories are out there? I know that we have Laura. Remember that I can see you. If you have any of your good ghost stories out there, of the true ghost stories that you have a page that is called that. We've been joining it on Facebook. And by the way, you read, you said that I was going to receive a message, but I looked all over the place for it, especially the place where you said, okay, check in that, check in here. I have no clue where that message came from. So it's not that I don't want to read it, it's that I have not found it. And I know this from Kyle, and we will definitely like to listen to that and read it. There's some new cases that is coming up also that we can't really talk about it, but it will only be out there if the paranormal team, Golden Crescent Paranormal, brings it out. And they've been doing some investigations too. I'd like to get in contact with Rob so that we can, if there's any cool things that we can play as for audio, we would like to play it over here in the chat room also. The EVP sessions. I've been working a lot with this with the condenser microphone to see to put it and have it available for use for the EVP sessions. How's your ghost meter been working after?
The last time I used it, it actually started to go off. Not the lights didn't go off really, but the meter part rose when I had it in the doorway where I received some shadows.
You said that you saw some shadows?
Yes, so some of the places where I saw some shadows would be like right in my bedroom doorway. And when I put it there not long ago, that the meter, the lights didn't go off, but the meter just went up.
Any logical explanation that you might have in reference of why you think about the shadows?
Of why I think about the shadows?
Yes. Could have been your kids. Any of the kids from the hallway?
No, not the children, no. Either they're sleeping over friends' houses, or if it's daytime, they're at school.
No glass? I'll tell you this. This happened to me last night. Last night from the corner of my eye, I saw some movement at my workplace, and I jumped. People, you were scared. No, you have reflections, right? Your body will react to a sudden sound, to a sudden sight of something, to a smell, to a touch. Your body will react. And if your body doesn't react, don't think that it's not, if you jump, if you react quickly to it, well, then feel good about it. People say, you got scared. No, it is normal reaction. That's why in our investigations, if you play practical joke, I'll practically will kick you out of the team. if you are a person that is known to do that, then you won't be in our investigations as part of our team. See, because we have enough with these things, and we want to. It's good. I mean, it's not that we're all going to be all so religiously so serious. I mean, I'm not that way. But when it comes to an investigation, not to play jokes about it, not to make noises about it, to make people think, oh, that was an EVP, not to do that kind of thing, because if you do, then you're not good to be hanging around with when it comes to an investigation. Okay, that will take you off the out of the whole community. That will definitely do, you know, it, because there's one thing. If I'm setting up audio equipment and you don't identify whatever noise you drop, your stomach growling, I don't know, you blink too loud. You blink too loud. You have to say it and talk like you're really talking with the life that you have, you know. That because that way other whisper, other sound other than yours can be noticeable. You know how many times it's difficult for me to do an EVP session, and when I say people do not whisper, you know, if you whisper, it's going to come out like a whisper, and then it's going to be hard to differentiate what is the auto the possible electronic voice and what is you. You see, it's very hard. Now, when I'm talking, you would just say, "Oh, that was Tony. Oh, that was Rita over there." Why? Well, Rita has a pitch in her in the sound of her voice, but we all agreed not to whisper. We all agreed to talk like we're talking, like we want our voice to be heard, right? That should be always the intention, and that's a golden rule. Okay, if you have pets around the house while you're investigating, especially dogs, you know, will be very noticeable. You can pick up the sound of a dog while he's breathing with his tongue out and wagging his tail, maybe wagging his tail and bumping into furniture. Try to take the animals out of the house. But if you can't, for any reason, that animal belongs to the owner of the house, well, then acknowledge that any banging sound or you know, if you hear something scratching, it might be the dog, might be the cat. You know, especially when you have the high sensitive microphones, which is good. That's one of the questions I would like to pose with the people, you know, about when they investigate when there's animals. I mean, imagine investigating in a place that you're in a ranch, you're in a barn, you're in a stable. You're gonna take all the horses out? No, there's horses right over here, so we must discard all the banging sounds. Let's not. You have to know how to filter the sounds through, using your own ears. Like for example, we're gonna start recording a session over here, but we're not so far away from traffic. So then discard all the other sounds that might come through. You'll hear trucks. You'll hear what? Ambulance. You'll hear things that are you know, from the distance. Forget about those sounds. Try to focus on the other elements that the other audible sound that might come through. That's why it's hard. For example, it was hard to go to a hotel on a weekend where it's active with people looking for active paranormal possibilities that you might capture either on audio or video. It's hard. Why? Well, these places have restaurants. You're going to hear all the clang, cling, clang, cling, clang, cling of the plates, the glass, the silverware, whatever, you know, dishes, people, waitress taking orders, people laughing, people breaking up crying, people laughing again because they saw someone breaking up crying. You know how it is. So, when determine where you're going to set your microphones and determine when you're going to conduct your investigations and assess the area. Start out with the description. We're out here in the open woods. There's not a sound around but the crickets and the wildlife that might come through. All the rest is the sound of my voice. We have Ree, we have that person, we have that person here. If you hear anything fall, it's because that other person over there has a tendency of dropping things. Just put it in blank. If you hear stomach growling, it's because we haven't eaten, we're fasting, whatever. If you hear a plastic or something or some being tossed in, like in what can possibly be a trash can, and you hear something, there's a baby and we're changing diapers. Whatever there is. But identify all the possible sounds that you might capture in that moment. okay? And especially like when you're wearing the satin jackets and things like that, and you're walking, and it creates a friction. You cannot imagine how many times I've listened to audio of recordings like that, and it almost sounds like an EVP, and it's a freaking jacket or a zipper, something like that. Because, you know, a lot of things do make different kinds of sounds, and you cannot expect, you know, you hear something, oh, geez, that sounded like that, but it wasn't. It was another thing. That's what makes sound effects in movies so interesting, where they're creating new sound effects. Have you seen those reels? Especially when in some movies that you rent and you have the DVD, they have the behind the scenes, and some of them have how it was made and with sound effects. Well, people use all kind of junk, all kind of different things out there to make a sound effect. And you will think, oh, this is what we use to make the sound effect of that. And it has nothing to do. So imagine electronic voice phenomena. Imagine doing a paranormal investigation that your part of the investigation has everything that has to do with audio. Maybe I'm not a video guy. Maybe someone else is in charge of the cameras, and someone is in charge of all the digital audio devices. Some of them are very small and compact, like the ones that you regularly see on TV. But others are getting very much complex. You have different types of microphones for different types of situations of work. Some microphones are even capable of recording underwater. So there's people investigating possible paranormal activity that go underwater. You see? Bet you haven't heard about that one.
No, but I have not.
But you will. You will. And we will bring that information here in the chat room. So I like to deal with audio. So constantly I find myself troubleshooting and in problems with audio. having And it happens. When you have problem with audio, obviously through radio, everybody's going to notice that. You can have problems with the video, and maybe people will think that was intentional. But when it's for audio, many people say, oh, that went wrong. I didn't hear it. So now that we're in radio, everyone is using their sense of hearing. And that, you know, creates an idea in you. And then you wonder, oh, that is, once you start hearing things for once, like they start hearing your voice, they will recognize your voice anywhere if it comes through. Once they start recognizing my voice, they will recognize my voice anywhere if it comes through. But some voices are very similar. And you kind of like say, who was that? Was that this person? No, that was Ree. Oh, they sound the same. Who is that? Was that Tony? No, that was another person. Oh, their tone of voice almost sounds the same. So with that being said, you have to have an open mind when it comes to the things that you are hearing when it comes to paranormal investigations. And we will tend, just like when we see the clouds up in the sky, and we will look shapes and say, you know what, that looks so much like my Uncle George right there with the big nose. Just messing around with you folks. I have no Uncle George. But just for you to set an example, that when we see something that we will identify them in our head, we'll start saying, oh, that resembles so much this, or that resembles so much that. I mention this because we are still looking forward to seeing that full body apparition that occurred in broad daylight. I love the idea that the full body apparition occurred during the day, because most of the footage that we've seen occurred during the night. It's either dark, but in the daylight you can forensically take a look at that and see if it was a setup or anything like, you know what I'm talking about. There's people that dedicate themselves into the forensic studies of audio and audiovisual things that is provided to them whenever they have to determine a case and that has video or audio to it. Well, that one is going to be very interesting to look at. I really hope that those couples really either post that on YouTube. So we're going to have to keep an eye on if there's any new full body apparition at the Gaston Hotel, for example. That is what you should be looking for on YouTube, because I know for sure, I didn't have a chance to meet them in person. That's why I'm thinking if they have something so cool, they might put it up on YouTube. So if it's going to be out there, I'm thinking that they might put, obviously, full body apparition, Gaston Hotel, Arizona. That's what you guys should be looking for. I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that, because they mentioned detail. And who mentioned detail? The management of the hotel mentioned detail to me when they were describing what they saw in that video as amazing. And it happened this very same day we arrived at the hotel. Talking about being at the right place at the time. It happened the very same day we arrived at the hotel. And we were entering one door, and the couple was leaving the other. That's how close we were. Man, that would be awesome to see. I want to see that. And we will be going back to the hotel because, of course, it's part of the Southwest, and it's one of the old Southwest Grand Hotel that is still standing in Douglas, Arizona. Wow. I even forgot the question that you asked me. But anyway. Any other one, just please let me know. I see you guys are typing things. It says yes. And of course, about that story, let's see if you can text me on my phone, okay? Because I don't know where that information went, if it went to an email, I don't know where it went. I was looking for it all over the place, and I didn't find it. But if it's something that we can talk about on our show, it will be good to have it available.
It's
Friday, people, and you're listening to the chat room. Yes, you're going to say something, Ree?
I was going to say, he has a very interesting story of all the things that have happened to him, things being thrown, him getting scratched up, everything.
Now, this story comes from a particular place, or it's a story of the span of his lifetime of things that has happened to him, or is it linked to a specific place?
It's been happening to him since he's been in Indiana.
So it's linked to a specific place, a home, or an apartment?
It started in his mother-in-law's house, where he was getting scratched, things were being thrown down from the attic and everything. And then even now in his new apartment that he has, he hears his name being called, he hears things, he sees things. So things are still happening.
And it's not in the same place?
No, it's not in the same home.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Because some people carry things with them that follow them, and other times it has to be, it's related to the particular place, to a specific area. It's like, a Gravity Point, for example. There's places, there's a place here called Gravity Point that it has an amazing story, very similar to places like when people say, oh, you leave your car over the train tracks here, and if you put powder around the back, you will see the palm of the hands of the children pushing your car off the tracks.
Mm.
Have you heard stories like that?
Yes.
That has to do with a particular area, with a specific zone, with a specific thing that people say that happens. Amazingly, some people have shared the footage of the pushing and the movement of these vehicles, and they have shown the palm of the hands of that appeared in the rear part of the vehicles too. Amazing to say that it is not exclusive of one area. If there is a gravity point over here that they call it here in West Texas, that it happens too. But I also heard that there's another place in Galveston that it happens to. So here you have two places that are saying the same thing. Now, I know that across America, there's are many gravity points like that, where things that are supposed to go down go upwards. Things that really don't roll downhill, it looks like it's rolling uphill. I will show you that. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to visit these gravity point places. I'm calling it like that. People, if they have a different name, just please let me know. But, you know, I will give names to things as part of my culture. We'll call it gravity point, right? Where things are supposed to roll downhill, roll uphill. These places, when you stand and you look, it looks very different. Some people have an uneasy feeling sometimes of dizziness. They call it places where it's like the vortex. That's your computer, right? Or is that my phone? That's making some weird noise right now.
Must be you, because I don't hear anything.
Okay, well,
I know you keep coming in and going out.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You're getting cut off.
Well, it shouldn't happen.
Then...
Are you hearing commercial breaks when it happens?
No, I don't. It's just we lose contact and then you come right back. It's like a second. And now I hear it clicking.
Okay. So we've had the experience of capturing EVP live on our show when these things happen. So we'll just have to probably check the audio of it. We were talking about electronic voices, so it won't be strange that an EVP might come through, or any other explainable things, because if there's so much snow on that area, it could be the inclement weather conditions of what's going on. Though it's not snowy over here, our audio does depend on the places where the servers are. So that will explain a lot of things that happen in regards to the audio. Oh, yeah. Hey, and about what I was talking about, the gravity points, these places are also on YouTube. You just have to go check them out, and you'll see. Any other thing that you'd like to talk about, just let us know. There is a call-in number, but right now we're going to be changing a little bit about the calling. So if you really want to be on the show, you will have to message us through Facebook or Twitter. So send me a private message or you know, follow me, let me know somehow if you would like to put your story out there on our show or be on our show as an interview, because we will not be taking callers. You know why? They've been saying that they've been attacking radio shows. They haven't attacked mine.
Oh, that's not good.
You better be very careful, because I have Rita. She has sharp nails. No. Well, yes. Unfortunately, some people agree with the things that are being said. Other people don't, and other people just do it just to have plain fun. But we won't be taking calls anymore. I know it doesn't sound cool, but we won't be taking calls anymore. If you want to appear and be featured on our show, it all has to be scheduled. That's the safety that we'll provide to our shows, to our interviews specifically. So Yes. If you want to be and ask any questions to any one of our guests, you will have to give us your number in advance so that we will have it on our list of calls that we will take. That's how it's going to be. So any other person that you might say, oh, that I'm going to call in, or let's say I'm going to call because I can't hear your show unless I call, that's okay. You can call for that, but your number won't be on air, okay, unless it's on my list. So what am I saying? I'm writing my phone book. I have a new phone book. I'll be writing down the numbers. So just in case. Yes, I have to do it that way, Ree, because we only had about two incidents that happened on the same day, and ever since it never happened again. So yeah, we won't be taking like the live calls like we've been doing. The only other people that will be live is because they're right in front of us and we're like in the same place, so you can expect that, but. We owe some respect to our public, to the people that listen to the show, and for that reason, it's just going to go that way. That was a commercial. So there you know. Any other questions, Ree?
This documentary of what's his name? Woe that you're having on. What is it all about?
What are you talking about, the Camarillo Hotel?
Yes.
Well, if you're talking about the
documentary DVD.
Yes, they have a documentary DVD, and I mentioned that, as it was told to me, these DVDs are sold in their presentations, where they go, and I will have a DVD signed by the producer, and it will be available for any listener of the chat room when the time comes and we put out the trivia or whatever way we are going to give away the signed DVD. But you can also check on YouTube the reel that they have, so that you can take a be familiar with the show that we're going to be talking about. Yes, as he mentioned to me, the Camarillo Hotel has some very intense paranormal activity going on, and that is all captured in this documentary, which is mentioned as a movie. And yes, the Hotel California. I can imagine, like, welcome to the Hotel Camarillo. Well, think about it. Yeah, so there is a close relations with the Hotel California, from the Eagles, and Camarillo Hotel. There is a connection. Isn't that awesome? I like to bring awesome things like that.
Yes, documentary. It is.
I'm a big fan of documentaries. When I watch TV, I look for the documentaries. I want to see what is out there. It's educational, besides all. But this one is educational for paranormal. So if you're a collector of DVDs of stories like this, this is a perfect thing for your collection. So it's perfect for all. I used to have a huge collection of the shows, of reality shows that had to do with the paranormal out there. I used to have them all.
Where did it go? It vaporized. Well, things happen.
We collapse. That's right. And you just start over.
Yeah, we have to start all over again. But that's why I'm picking these. These are our personal picks that we are doing. So we have a good collection of books coming up and all that, all to promote good reading, okay? Good reading and well, we're still encoding good. good reading. I'm keeping an eye on the donations, folks. If I were behind the scene, I'll be taking care of the radio programs but not really doing one. Doing the radio program and keeping an eye on the stations and all that the rest of the programming that is going on is not an easy task. This is a crazy way of multitasking. I think that I do it, and to be honest, like in the morning show, oh man, it's cool. Today is Friday, and last Monday felt like Friday. So I have two Fridays for this week. Awesome. Will you be with us tomorrow on our Ghost Trackers radio show with Sister Paranormal Investigators? We would like to have you, invite you all to take a listen to our show. It's not going to be a morning show. It will air at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, right? 7 o'clock Mountain.
All right, so that's 9 p.m.
That's 9 p.m., yes.
All right, so we had it backwards.
We had it backwards. Yeah, it's 9 p.m. It's evening. It's a Ghost Tracker show for the nighttime. I'm going to list all my shows for you guys, so that way you know that I have a late, 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 late night show that you guys are all sleeping. It's very graveyard show. Yes. And you think that this one is funny? You have to listen to that one. That one is like, you don't know where we're going. That one is cool. But, yes, it's tomorrow for the weekend. It's tomorrow. And then on the 16th, we will have our show, but we will be participating in other shows, okay? On the 16th, that's Monday. So you can expect us to be on air also in the evening. So it will be twice that day. Okay, but participating in other shows. We'll let you know where we're going to be at so that all the chat room crew can all go over there. Yes, Block Talk, mm-hmm. Yes, possible, but Block Talk on as guest as, wait a minute, that was a good question. I don't think it's good. It's Block Talk Radio. Whoosh. Thanks, Laura. I don't think it's like Block Talk Radio. But we'll keep an eye. I'll let you know what show we're going to be on. I know it's like, geez. And I write everything down lately. I have a big whiteboard that with one of those erasable markers that I have everything scheduled over there. But the calendar is also, my calendar is also running around somewhere. I don't want you guys to think that my life is like this, like I do the shows this way. First of all, I do it with love, okay, folks? And I multitask. I mean, once this show ends, I have so much things to do. One of them is to catch some sleep. That's one of the important ones. So we about have 90 seconds to the show. And to say thank you. Thank you guys for being with us. Remember that tomorrow is Ghost Trackers, so expect a good show for tomorrow. If you have any questions regarding Tombstone history, take a look at Tombstone videos and then come up with some great questions so we can all have a good time tomorrow with the Sister Paranormal Investigation. Okay? Remember, that's going to be 9 o'clock in your time, and it's going to be through Block Talk Radio. Many blessings. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for being on the show, Rita.
You're welcome.
Okay, be blessed. Be loved, everyone. Goodbye.